Southern California Christian Students College Conference, Big Bear, California, November 20 through 22, 2009. Conference title, Being Desperate and Living Uniquely for the Gospel. Afternoon session.
Yes.
So we're at USC. This is Felipe. I'm Manny. And he's a sophomore. I'm a junior. So we've just been, I don't know, we don't have that many students at USC, but we've just been really endeavoring just to get together and build up the twos and the threes. So we've really been practicing, and last school year, we've just been praying more and more and just been keeping, just doing what we can, right?
Yeah.
And then, he just brought up this friend, he just said, I have this friend named Alex, he's in three of my classes, four classes. And so I see him a lot, we just started talking, and then it seems like he really has a seeking heart. So like, it was just really good And so we just started to pray,
So we started praying. And then one time, later on in the semester, we were talking and walking into this, the cafeteria basically at USC. And I was explaining to him that in our club, we have what we call full-timers, right? And I was trying to explain this to him. And then we walk in and Stephen Yao is sitting, one of our full-timers is sitting there, just reading something. I'm like, oh, well, perfect example. Here you go. And then we like sat down and we talked for a long time there. I asked him and he told me he really enjoyed that time. It was really, it was the Lord arranged that meeting. And then after that, he didn't really, come to much of our stuff.
Oh, are you serious?
Well, that's,
okay.
No, we got both of us.
So. Oh, yeah. So, oh Lord. Amen. Anyways. All right.
Yeah, praise the Lord. No, it's really good. It's really good because, I hadn't really met Alex. And then, so we went to the college training that summer.
Yeah.
And then
this past summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. And then, so we were, obviously we continued.
Really?
Well, no, we've got.
Okay.
Yeah, because so we've got, we continue to pray, right? And obviously that time we also, so in the college training, we had a little time in the afternoon just to, just spend time with each other and just pray over our burdens for the next school year, right? And so we just started to pray over this. And up to that point, I hadn't even met Alex. And maybe I met him once. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't even remember. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is there's nothing really I didn't really have much of a burden, just because I never really met him. But as we started to pray and pray more and then spend more time together. And then one day, I just remember, it was in the middle of the week, maybe, we were considering, what's going to happen for Christian students next semester and just what we should really pray for.
Yeah.
And then just all of a sudden, we hadn't even heard about this commanding the Lord's hand or intercessory prayer, right? But all of a sudden, Felipe just says, I can feel it. I know Alex is coming. Alex is going to start meeting with us this semester. And I was like, wow. I didn't really know Alex. I didn't know where he was. I don't know how far we've gone or whatever. But I just saw how he was, and I was like, wow. How can you even say that? And we started to pray really, and in that time we really had the burden. And we really started to pray in an intercessory way, right? So it was really good, and we went into the school year and just burning.
Yeah. Amen. So we started this. Amen. Amen. Well, and just to finish it, we just started this semester, and he started meeting with us, coming every Thursday to our home meetings, and every Friday almost to our home meetings. And actually, he's here today. Amen. So praise the Lord. The Lord is moving.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My name's Anna. I'm from the Church in Diamond Bar. I really enjoy brother sharing today that it's really enjoyable to pray and to see our prayer to be answered. I've been praying to one of my childhood friends for almost a year now. And at first it's just a prayer between me and God. But eventually I start mentioning her name in a home group meeting and in a prayer time. And to and to my companion. And we start praying a lot for her. But there was some time that you can experience sometimes that when you pray so much to the Lord and then you don't see anything happen, you just feel really discouraged. There was a time that I just want to give up, and I just tell myself that there's no way that she will get saved. But the Lord somehow just always put me in a situation for me to turn to my prayer for her. Sometimes I just want to give up, and the Lord just put the saints, like, I would meet the saints at the time that I want to give up, and the saint would ask me, oh, how about your friend? And I have to pray for her, even though I don't want to pray for her anymore. And eventually, 2 months ago, she called me and she said, I want to meet with your friends at church. And then she's in Salt Lake, so I cannot just bring her to the home meeting. I called the saints from Salt Lake, and then I just trying to match her, the saints to contact her. And just 2 weeks or 3 weeks later, she called me and she said, I will get baptized. And now she's a sister. And she just called me last week and she said she has a home meeting in her apartment. It's just such a sweet experience. Amen.
I'm Suzanne. I'm a fifth year at UC San Diego. And my second year in college, the Lord started burdening me for some of the friends that I had made freshman year. And I didn't have a companion at the time, so I started praying with my mom. And we set up a time when we would pray every week for my friends. But second year, nothing happened. Third year, nothing happened. We just kept praying. Fourth year, I studied abroad, and a lot of them graduated, and I lost contact with a lot of people that I had been praying for, and I kind of felt like, all right, Lord, I guess you're just not going to answer my prayer. But then I came back from study abroad, and I was really encouraged at the college training by the testimonies of the students. And I remember Minoru said, your friends can get saved. Don't believe that your friends can't get saved. So I was like, all right, Lord, I have one more quarter at San Diego. You have to save my friends this quarter. And so I got back in contact with one of my friends, and I realized that he was having a really hard time, and I just felt like this was the Lord working in his circumstances so that he would be open, because he's a very capable, successful person, and also he's Jewish, so I felt like for him to confess Jesus as Lord would just be like a really big deal. And so I just started praying, and the first time I saw him, he was like, you know, I just feel like there has to be something more to life. And I was like, you know what? There is. And so I was able to speak to him about the Lord a little bit. He did not get saved then, but I realized he was open, so I got really desperate, and I just started praying with anyone who would pray with me. I prayed with my full-timer, with my housemates, and then eventually I brought the matter up in my small group. So we started praying for him to come to the meeting. He came to the meeting. We prayed for him to get saved and to have a definite experience about salvation. He got saved. He had a definite experience of salvation, calling on the Lord. And I prayed for him to get connected with some of the brothers, because I'm leaving San Diego soon, and that's happened. So praise the Lord. Our friends can get saved.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Christina. I'm a junior at USC.
And I'm Jessica. I'm a senior at USC.
So I really enjoyed this morning the picture that he gave us, that a lot of times the Lord's way and intention is for us to go this way, but a lot of our friends are always going, you know, all these other ways. And a lot of the experiences that you heard is that people have prayed and automatically they've been saved. But I think what I've appreciated is just praying like small specific prayers that slowly interfere for them to eventually get saved. Because if you just pray for salvation in a general way, it's easy to get discouraged if you don't see anything happening. But anyway, so this semester, I've had this friend who, because of the bad Catholic experience, I tried to talk to her about the Lord, and she just does not want to hear anything. So I've been praying with my vital companion, like, Lord, just give me an opportunity to speak something. And after our UCLA CSUN little conference thing, because it was on Halloween, she asked me, like, what I did. I was like, well, let me tell you. And so I got to speak to her about John and about the woman who was searching but had nothing, like nothing could satisfy her except for when she met the Lord. And so she was just like, you know, she didn't shoot me down that time, so I was really encouraged. So I went on and I was like, well, actually, you know what? We have like a home meeting on Fridays, and then actually that Friday, UCLA came over to play soccer with us. So me and Gracie, my vital companion, we just started praying, like, Lord, bring her to something. And because of work, she ended up not being able to make the home meeting, but she came to the soccer game and met everyone she would have met if she had come. So it was really sweet. After playing, I don't know, maybe something about meeting people with Christ in them, or maybe just seeing that we're just normal people, she was like, came up to me afterwards and said, you know what, I think I want to come to one of your dinners. So I don't know, right now, me and Gracie, I mean, we're just praying that for little things like this that occur more often. And, you know, maybe she's not quite there yet, but we can be praying that her life would be interceded by divinely.
Amen. Yeah, my experience, I experienced that small prayers do make a difference. It starts from small prayers, and it becomes intercessory prayers, and it becomes intercessory prayers and many twos and threes. So I have a friend, her name is Karina, and I used to have class with her a year and a half ago, so I used to see her a lot, but now we don't see each other very much. But one day I had a burden for her, so I invited her over, and I was able to share with her about Christ versus religion, and she just suddenly was really interested about it, and I just started praying for her by myself, and slowly with my roommate, and then slowly with my small group. And she slowly started coming to all the home meetings and to the Sunday night of Sunday ministry meetings, and she got to meet a couple of the saints. And I don't know, slowly everyone started praying for her in their twos and threes. So I just encourage that small prayers do make a difference.
Hi, I'm Yasmin. I'm a fourth year at UCLA. And I just enjoyed the power of prayer this year so much. And it's only the beginning still. But anyways, so this year the students, there was a group of us, and actually all the students had more of a burden this year just to gain, for more of the campus, to gain more, to bring them into the church life and like just more enjoyment. And we've had so many new ones from that. We worked a lot in the summer. We did a lot of coordinating, but a lot of group prayer, where we would just, you know, we would just take time out of our day just to meet together and pray. And we all have like lists of like these students. Like I personally had like post-its like at home on my desk, like with the name of the person, and like I'm like, okay, that one, that one, that one. Yeah, so we'd all get together, and then even in pairs, we would just pray, like, oh, this one, Lord, this one, what about this one? Bring them to a home meeting, or this one, keep them coming to their appointments, or the Bible study, or, Lord, just open them up so that they would come back. And so that has been prevailing because there's been so many new ones, and I've been enjoying, like, meeting them all. So in John 15, right, the Lord says, like, I am the true vine. Ooh. And so, okay, so if you're abiding in one, you abide in him, and you're a branch, and you're bearing a fruit, so the campus would be that fruit. But what, like, I couldn't understand was, like, the other branches get taken care of. Sorry. So what I realized recently was that, like, I had gone home, and I asked my dad, like, I would ask him because he wasn't saved yet, and then I found out that he had gotten saved because he had called on the name of the Lord. And I was like, wow, how did that happen? Like, I don't even go home. But, you know, the Lord took care of it. And so I wasn't there physically or in space, but, like, somehow taking care of the Lord's heart and where he puts you takes care of, like, other things. So it's, like, it's limitless. Like, praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm Stephanie. I'm Stephanie, and I'm from UCI. I'm a third year. I really enjoy John 15 also. Verse 16. It says, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and I set you that you should go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. And so I just really enjoyed that the Lord chose us, and he set us that we should go forth and bear remaining fruit. That this is his move, and this is his desire that all men would be saved, right, in 1 Timothy 2:4. And if we abide in him and he abides in us and his words abide in us, then when we ask, it is him asking the Father. And so this quarter I really experienced this kind of intercessory prayer for our campus. So our campus has been really burdened about, you know, fruit bearing, and we had this goal. You know, our corporate living houses would become gospel houses, and that all the new ones would be brought in through that. And so, we prayed that all the students would become normal fruit-bearing branches. And so I got together with some sisters and in my vital groups in the twos and threes, and we really desperately prayed, commanding the Lord to give us fruit because we didn't want to be barren anymore. And so we specifically prayed that each vital group would gain at least one or two fruits and that they would be remaining. And I'm so encouraged that, praise the Lord, that the Lord answers these kinds of prayers. Right now, I think all the vital groups have at least one or two, and we almost doubled our student in our college meeting, I think, or just in general, you know, in our Bible studies. And I really enjoy that, you know, the Lord prays through our praying.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm Josh from Cyprus. I just want to share my experience in making intercessory prayer. After last college training, summer college training, the students at Cyprus College were really burning to bear remaining fruit.
Amen.
So we got together and began to pray, especially the first week before school began. I just praise the Lord that He answered our prayers.
Amen.
Not only giving us new contact, but also bringing back the old contact we haven't met with for a while. And one of these contacts was Josh. And Josh, we met him about 2 years ago. And right now, we meet with Josh, and we start praying that Josh should get baptized. I was just praising God not too long ago. Josh decided he wanted to get baptized. And also he invited us to his home to preach the gospel to his parents. So we began to pray for this too. I was just praising the Lord that we went to his home, and all his family got saved. And 2 weeks later, everyone in his family, Josh got baptized, his sister got baptized, and also his mom got baptized. And right now his dad is considering baptism. I was just praise the Lord. Also, Josh was in the college training, college conference 2 weeks ago. And right after the college conference, he went out with a new one. After receiving all the riches, he went out with a new one and they began to preach the gospel in the campus. I just praise the Lord that He desires all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
Amen, saints. I'm Brother Josiah and I attend Azusa Pacific University. And about a year ago, I found myself on my campus without any kind of campus work, no full-time serving ones, and also just being the only brother on campus. And so although I was meeting in a nearby locality and enjoying the Lord really began to burden me with the matter of a testimony on my campus, and also just a lampstand in the city of the residing university. And so I began to pray to the Lord about this. But I quickly found myself frustrated, you know, with the lack of an immediate response. And so as the Lord was continuing to try to move, I was applying for other schools. But the Lord was sovereign and did not allow me to leave. And so I came to the Lord much more desperately concerning this matter and praying with other brothers, particularly brother I have morning revival with, my morning revival companion.
Amen.
And praise the Lord. Now there are many saints in the surrounding area who are very burdened for the city and burdened to migrate there and open their homes. And also there are now trainees who come once a week to the campus, and we're initiating a campus club. So,
wow.
Amen. Praise the Lord that we can work and intercede through us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My name is Cephas. I go to UC Irvine. I'm a freshman there. So I'm going to share on the nucleus of the home meeting. So in my particular home meeting in Irvine, we have a really special group. We are composed of families, full-timers, trainees, and students. And the thing that ties us all together is our heart and burden for the gospel and our crazy love for the Lord.
Amen.
And so in this group, we have a core of about 15 brothers and sisters. And we have divided up into the practice of the vital groups. And according to the twos and threes spoken of in Matthew chapter 18. And these vital groups serve two purposes. Number one is to pray. To pray intercessory and commanding prayers.
Amen.
Number two, I would say that these vital groups issue in and even becomes the retaining factor of the remaining fruit. And I say this because, you know, as Brother Mark and Brother Brian have shared, it is the one accord. It is the harmony. It is the coordination that brings impact. It is this, the love among the saints, that attracts people outside into the church life. Amen. And it is also in the body that this preaching of the gospel is taken care of. Amen. So, you know, preaching the gospel, in order for it to be prevailing, we cannot do it individually. But we have to do it corporately. Amen. In addition to our daily twos and threes, we also come together either weekly or either like a few times a week to even have dinner together to get into the reality of a corporate God-man living. And out of this is the Lord blesses us with much fruit. And, you know, I can get into a lot of detail, but I guess I'll just end with an example. You know, we have a lot of contacts right now, and many have come to our meetings. But two in particular we have been praying for, and we've really had the burden. Two brothers, Dane and Oscar. And, you know, we have really prayed for them for these past 2 months. And, you know, whenever I see them enjoying the Lord, I feel like I've known them for my whole life. Because it is just Christ flowing out of them. And when we are enjoying the Lord with one another, we are one in spirit. And praise the Lord, where are they? Where are you guys? Can you guys stand up real quick? Hallelujah! And, you know, I've only known them for 2 months. But it seems like they are already being brought into vitality with the core. And this is the principle of the vital groups. When there is one accord, there is impact. So may we really enter into this reality. And I think they're all considering, you guys are considering baptism, right? Don't answer that. Hallelujah. By faith, by faith, they are going to be baptized into the triune God, into the body of Christ. And eventually, they will be part of the core group of the nucleus in the home meeting. And we will divide and conquer.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Candace Perez from Irvine Valley College. It's my third year there. I first started meeting with the church in June, and then I was baptized in August. And in my time with the ones who were shepherding me and have been shepherding me still, I just really came to see like this matter of the body, of like this coordination in the body. They were have been so coordinated in all of their caring for me. And now I have companions at IBC, and we coordinate together, and we have time weekly, like we mentioned in the message, where there are saints, families in Irvine that open up their homes to us. And so we coordinate matters of the campus with the families there, full-timers, trainees, and the students all together. And in one of those meetings, or in a few of them, we got into reading some of Brother Lee's ministry series from 1967. And there's portions specifically about the college campus work and about the nucleuses. And this was really good for us after we read that.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I'm Bethany from IBC. And after we read the material, it really impressed us that we cannot go preach the gospel by ourselves. You know, we really need to go with others. And I just want to read these two verses from Matthew. Again, truly I say to you that if two of you are in harmony in earth concerning any matter for which they ask, it will be done for them from my Father who is in the heavens. For where there are two or three gathered into my name, there I am in their midst.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever we ask the Lord will give to us. We just need to be in harmony with one another.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, brothers. My name is Jesus, and this is Jordan from Northridge, Kelsey Northridge, and so I wanted to share. It's a more of a personal testimony. I'm pretty sure you all saw Mario stand up yesterday when Brother David was speaking. You know, and me and Mario go like way back, friends from middle school, and we were just really close. Like we would play soccer, and we grew up right. And I was in the church. I grew up in another church. But it was kind of like, it was just religious. I've always had this, thanks to God's mercy, I've always had this, like, love for the Lord. And I just, the thing is that I would always, like, try to speak and I would try to be a good example, which is, like, wrong, I guess, you know. But when I got into high school, like, I would speak to my friends, and especially with Mario. But I would be frustrated because, you know, religion just frustrates you. And I had no one else. Like I always prayed to God to give me a what I call a PIC, a partner in Christ. You know, and you're a companion, right? So, and like I had my eye on Mario, and I know the Lord had it too. And so I just prayed, and without knowing, it was like intercessory prayer. I didn't know it at the time, but I also thank the Lord for putting Sister Rachel in my life. You know, that really changed the course of everything. And it was through that I started inviting Mario to we had a Christian club in high school. And I just started inviting him, and he liked it. We just kept going, and we would speak about these matters, and I would share a little bit of my enjoyment. And little by little, that brought him in. Like, eventually he was saved. But I needed something more to get. I couldn't give him just myself. You know, that's what the need for the body is, you know. Amen. And the importance of the home meetings was, like, made clear to me. Because we started meeting with Brother David Ho at the meetings over there with the USC students. And that was just glorious, man. And then the Lord just worked out everything up at CSUN, you know. I've met some wonderful brothers there. It's just amazing how everything works out. And then just one more little point. There was this one time where me and Mario were a bit discouraged because of some certain circumstances. And it was a Friday night, and we didn't really feel like going. But then something in me just told him, like, let's just go, man. It's like, just watch what God's going to do. And then we went, and I remember stepping through that door, and it was just like just a strong wind just hit us, you know. We just jumped right into the enjoyment, and afterward, we just went out like to the street. We just went jogging, I guess, like screaming, "Oh Lord," just singing. Yeah. It was just amazing. And then, hey Mario, stand up, dude. Just give a strong amen, dude. That's right. Amen. That's right. Today he's getting baptized, y'all. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, saints. My name is Jordan, and I have a personal experience as well too. I got saved last year, and I got baptized here at the conference last year too. So hallelujah to Mario for getting baptized. We have this one brother. I met him through Brother Eric, who's sitting over there, I believe, somewhere. Oh, right there, waving his hand. And there's his brother named Ryan, and I've only known him for probably like a month and a half, I believe. And I remember when Eric and I were going on our way to the home, we were praying for his friend to come, and the next week his friend came. And ever since that first home meeting, this brother, he's been coming, and I've gotten to know him a little bit better. I've had phone calls with him, and I remember this one phone call middle of last week, it really stood out to me. And he was like, you know, Jordan, I really appreciate everything you've done for me. And I was like, what do you mean by that? And he was like, just you and the brothers and the sisters are so caring and loving, and you guys bring me into this something so good. And I told him, I was like, it's not me, but it's Jesus. Amen. And I can testify that there's a sweet-smelling fragrance when he's there in the home meeting. There's something there, he said, that keeps bringing him back there, and he doesn't know what it is. Amen. And I told him, I was like, it's the Lord. Amen. It's some. There's Jesus there. He's bringing us all together. It's the oneness that you come into. When you come in there, you're not just knowing Eric or me, but you're meeting all the saints there. You're with the body right there. Amen. And what really stood out to me the most was that he said, you know, I may not be a believer yet, but he said, yet. He's like, I'm not a believer yet, though. And I was just like, oh, that's so sweet. And I was just like telling him, I was like, bro, like, Jesus is such a pattern to me, and I want him to be a pattern to you. And so I hope that, you know, when you do open it to the Lord, that it's going to be soft and fresh and new. Amen. And it's just going to come in just like how Jesus came into my life. It's going to be like a sweet breeze, something smelling so free, fresh. Amen. And I know one day the Lord is going to save Ryan, and he's going to know the truth. Amen.
I'm John. I'm a second year at UCLA.
I'm Eric. I'm first year in UCLA.
And praise the Lord for the twos and threes. Amen. I was first impressed with the twos and threes from the college training this summer, and I really asked the Lord that he would companionize me this upcoming school year. And the Lord just answered my prayer, and he gave me a brother. He gave me Brother Dean. And at the beginning of the school year, he also gave me another brother as a companion. He gave me Eric. Amen. So our first meeting, our prayer meeting together, Eric and I, we live in the dorm, so we were really concerned about our living situation. So we just prayed that the Lord would sanctify our living environment, and that our living would just be a testimony of the gospel. Amen. And in our meetings together, we meet once a week or twice a week, and in our meetings together, what we just do is just Roman numeral 1, C1. As companions, being grouped together in twos or threes, we should always come together to fellowship, pray, pursue the truth, and take care of the new ones. Yeah. So we would just talk to each other about what's on our heart, and we would just pray for the ones we're really burdened, our friends, our family.
So before I pray with in twos and threes with the brothers, I felt very pressure and weak because I'm still a very young Christian. And it's my first time I have a burden for my friend. But as I share my situation with the brothers and we start to have twos and threes, I just felt that we are so in spirit. And we see that the Lord really answered our prayer by bringing our friends to home meetings. And from this, I see that preaching the gospel is a corporate matter. In order to bear more fruit, it's easier if we stay in cooperation, coordination, and correspondence with one another. And I really enjoy the twos and threes because it reminds me that my own salvation was not made through miracles, but rather it's through the prayers and living testimony of the saints back in Santa Clara and Cupertino. So I would just keep praying for my friends because it's just so encouraging to see them around the meetings and it just builds us up.
Amen. And I just want to add that in our twos and threes, we haven't been doing anything but pray. And Eric has this particular friend, Richard, and we really didn't know what to do. So we just, Eric, Dean, and I would just pray that we prayed that he would come to the home meeting. So he's been coming to the home meeting, and in the home meeting, he shared that he likes enjoying Christ at every time. Amen. And another time we prayed that he would get connected with the saints. And last Thursday, he went to a Thanksgiving dinner at a saint's home, and we didn't even know about it. And before coming to the conference, we were just concerned about the winter because we won't be seeing him. And we wanted him to come to another meeting other than the home meeting. And before the conference, we contacted him, and he said, he asked us when the Bible study is. So the Lord has just been moving through prayers, moving through prayers in our friends, and making us vital.
Amen.